one and all, this here is Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and A is the name of the game on this week's Fish Fry. We got ourselves a little ATCA, some AMCs, and a little Attaboy Watson news you may have missed. First up, let's dive into advanced mezzanine card technology with Paul Kupfer from Vodatech. Paul is here to bring us the goods on Vodatech's new Xilinx Vertex-based AMC 595 and their new DAC software aimed at data acquisition systems. Check it out. Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Amelia.
So, for my audience who may not know, give me a quick rundown on what Vodatech does.
So, Vodatech is an embedded hardware manufacturing company. We're based in Las Vegas. And what we do is we give our customers access to technology. We build boards and we build chassis and subsystems that our customers use for the military and aerospace applications.
Excellent. So you guys just released the AMC 595, an advanced mezzanine card based on the Xilinx Vertex Ultrascale XCVU440 FPGA. So what is this AMC good for, and what kind of target markets are you looking at here?
So this is a very specialty AMC, and as our director of product marketing, Ian Shear, says, it's the mother of all AMCs. This is aimed at very heavy compute and is typically used for ASIC emulation and prototyping. We have also released a family of AMCs based on the Xilinx Ultrascale KU115 part. And this part is used a lot more widely in military aerospace applications, such as radar processing.
Okay, great. So I also saw that you announced the DAC series software. So what is this software platform all about? It's aimed at data acquisition systems. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Historically, customers that want to do FPGA development need to spend a lot of time to do VHDL coding. What the data acquisition software allows engineers to do is to start their application before they receive the hardware. This also allows them to port across multiple architectures. So whether the system is VPX or MicroTCA or PCIe, they can use the same software across all the systems. In addition, the engineers are able to see what's going on in the system. They can take snapshots and put it across PCIe to the storage system. They can measure to make sure that there are no packet losses, and they can adjust the snapshots real time.
Very cool. All right, Paul, let's talk about your off-the-cuff question now. You're a big Pittsburgh Penguins fan. So who was the best Pittsburgh Penguins hockey player of all time?
Well, the best one of all time, without question, is Mario Lemieux.
Oh, Lemieux. Okay, I know that name, but I didn't know he was a Penguin. Why do you love hockey so much?
I love hockey because I played it growing up. It's a great team sport, and it's fun to watch. There's a lot of action.
I like it because there aren't a lot of rules.
Yeah, that, and a lot of people like it, too, because of the fights.
That, too. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Paul.
Thank you.
And now the second addition to our A-list is ATCA. What we're talking about, folks, if you didn't know already, is Advanced Telecommunications Computing Architecture. Let me bring in Rob Persons from Artisan. Rob is here to talk about where ATCA is headed in the future, why it's so important in today's communication designs, and ATCA's recent deployment in the United States Navy. Hi, Rob. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi there.
Okay, so first off, give my audience a bit of a refresher on exactly what Artisan does.
Artisan Embedded Technologies is really a company made up of two distinct products. There's an embedded power side of the business that supplies a variety of AC and DC power supply products to industrial and consumer OEMs, while I'm part of the embedded computing side of the business. Historically speaking, Artisan Embedded Computing is really the result of a number of historic embedded computing companies like Motorola Computer Group, Huracan Computing, Force Computing, combining with a bunch of smaller embedded companies. So we're a relatively new name in the industry, but really we have 35 years of experience in embedded computing. Though we have a worldwide presence, Artisan is really based out of Tempe, Arizona, which is really the original home for Motorola Computer Group. In fact, some of the same engineers that designed the original VMI bus products MCG was known for are still designing these and other types of embedded products. Recently, Artisan announced the continuation of support for a variety of those VME bus products beyond 2020 to help support our legacy customers through the recent EOL of a popular VME bus bridge chip. We decided to purchase enough of these parts to support our customers to extend the life of some of our products for an additional 10 years, eliminating the need for our customers to redesign their products. Along with VME, Artisan is also heavily involved with other open architectures like Advanced TCA, but we are beginning to invest heavily in some other product families. We have been working on a computing product for the rail industry known as ControlSafe, and we've recently released a number of PCI Express accelerator cards for voice and video transcoding.
Excellent. Now, Rob, I saw that you guys recently unveiled the MaxCore application enabling platform. So what is this platform all about? And what kind of target applications is this best suited for?
MaxCore is really a response to our customers' interest in those PCI Express accelerator products I mentioned previously. Though they liked the idea of being able to place some of these cards in a standard 1 or 2U server, they asked us if we could supply a way for them to maximize the number of these accelerators into the smallest amount of rack space possible. Our engineers came up with the idea where we could supply 15 usable PCI Express slots in a single 3U envelope. This was the birth of MaxCore. Instead of a typical server that has a pair of server class processors and all the standard support circuitry on a server motherboard, we actually designed the system around a pair of Gen 3 PCI Express switches that could interconnect all the PCI modules together through an Express fabric. We also designed some microserver PCI Express cards based on a pair of Intel Xeon D processors, which can work with our accelerator cards or standard PCI Express cards. What really makes the system interesting is the ability to configure the system into multiple PCI Express domains with a root node microserver card in each of those domains with a number of PCI Express cards, or the system can be configured to run in a virtualized environment through SRIOV, where a pool of processor cards can work with any number of virtualized I.O. cards. This is a very powerful proposition. Obviously, we designed this for any customer interested in our voice and video transcoding cards to maximize the number of audio and video streams that can be processed per U. For instance, with our SharpStreamer video transcoding card, we can process up to 600 1080p 30 frames per second streams in a single 3U max core. Other similar applications, a deep packet inspection engine that can support 300 gigabits per second, or a security gateway platform that can support 600 gigabits per second firewall. Along with telecom-oriented applications, we feel there are potential uses in other industries like military, which are looking to replace and migrate some traditional I.O. or a technology that reduces their total rack space requirement.
All right, Rob, let's switch gears a little bit here and talk about ATCA technology. Where do you see ATCA headed in the future, and why do you think it's so important for today's communications designs?
ATCA has been around for 10 years now and has been heavily used in many communications designs. Though one would think that this open standard might stagnate over time, we actually see the opposite. Artisan, along with other vendors, continue to drive the technology, and we've been innovating some intriguing designs. Recently, we've moved to increase the total fabric speeds in ATCA by increasing the total number of 40 gig networks. We call this Quad Star, which now replaces two of the standard payload slots with two additional 40 gig switching slots in our Syntellis 8440 system, which also supports up to 550 watts a slot of power. With this addition, our system now supports an aggregate fabric speed of 400 gigabits per second. We've also begun to add up to four 40 gig interfaces on our server blades to take advantage of this new backplane design, but in a way that continues the backward compatibility that our customers expect from an open architecture. These Quad Star designs will eventually migrate to 100 gig ingress egress and eventually migrate to systems that support 100 gig fabric interfaces in the backplane. Obviously, these new innovations have been driven by our customers' need for increased network and processing capacity. The typical applications like deep packet inspection and virtualized networking applications want to maximize the amount that can be done in the smallest amount of rack space possible. Our customer's customer is attempting to reduce their OpEx, and collapsing as much capability into the smallest amount of space can dramatically improve their overall cost. Another interesting customer who has been recently adopted ATCA for some programs is the U.S. Navy. Artisan's ATCA system is selected to be the central control station for the recent technical insertion for Aegis weapon system. They made the decision because they wanted a blade architecture, but were not interested in using a proprietary one. They saw the advantage of qualifying our AXP1440 chassis, and that would give them an upgrade path for future hardware refreshes without having to replace the chassis, which would help them when they go through the next environmental qual testing.
All right, Rob, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. You have one meal. left on this planet, that's the last thing you're going to eat forever and ever and ever, what would it be?
I would have to say it would be a smoked brisket. Smoked brisket that I did because I like smoking briskets. So yeah. Yep. I don't know what wood I would use, but it would definitely be a smoked brisket.
Nice answer and very good choice. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Rob.
Thanks very much for having me.
And now it's time for a little attaboy, Watson. News you may have missed. Here on Fish Fry, we're quite fond of that supercomputer of the stars, IBM's Watson. We've reported on his adventures in the food truck business, how he's shaping the world of medicine, and even his foray into televised game shows. And I never did hear back from him about my Wheel of Fortune challenge. Anyway, and now Watson is getting into the NBA b-ball game with a little help from a new technology called IBM Sports Insight Central. Watson is now helping the Toronto Raptors pick the perfect players for their roster. In this new tool, IBM Sports Insight Central, which sets Watson apart from the rest of the NBA scouting pack, is able to pull data from a whole bunch of different places, including stats, video, what they call a social networking sentiment analysis. That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? And much more. And then it compares this data against the team's needs. A player's likelihood of succeeding, staying healthy, not busting up his knee in the club like Greg Oden did after his first knee injury on the court. Sorry, little trailblazer PTSD there. Their ability to work well with coaches and teammates for the duration of their contract. Now, it's that last part which is particularly interesting to me. Looking at a player based on his stats, how long his arm span is, and where he played in college, well, that's all fine and good. But what about the locker room? What about the tour bus? Those places are almost as important as his performance on the court. Well, IBM Sports Central has put all of this information together with a little help from several different arenas, including IBM's Digital Experience Agency, IBM Interactive Experience, and the IBM Bluemix platform, and of course, the Toronto Raptors organization, all in an effort to create the perfect tool to meet the team's varied needs. But all the tools in the world don't mean a thing if Watson isn't there to help. It's here with Watson's ability to sift through these vast amounts of data and then present it in a way that makes sense to us humans. The next step for Watson's master basketball plan is adding player health evaluation to the mix, where a personal medical history could be added, and then even further, adding real-time stats from an on-court wearable. So cool. IBM contends that Toronto is just a test market for Watson, and I'm saying, hey there, IBM. Let's check out a West Coast for the next test market. Maybe a team that needs a little roster help and has had some bad Sambui roster choices in the past. If you want to check out more information about Watson and his basketball player choosing ability, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to that EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, including Vodatech's new AMC, ATCA from Artisan, or Watson's new collaboration with the Toronto Raptors, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 19th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.